You are listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. In Phoenix, I'm Steve Goldstein. The death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia has led to another political conflict. A number of Republican senators are calling on President Obama to not nominate a successor, but instead wait for the next president to decide in January of 2017. At a news conference on Tuesday, President Obama said he will send a nominee to the Senate, saying there is, quote, more than enough time for the members to consider a nomination. GOP Senator Charles Grassley, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, said he would wait to see who the nominee is before deciding how to proceed. Former Arizona Senator Republican John Kyle was a member of the Judiciary Committee for a number of high court nominations, and he joins me now. Senator Kyle, what's your perspective on whether the Senate should consider whomever the president nominates?
It isn't very often that the American people have a not direct ability, but at least a strong indirect ability to influence the kind of justice that sits on the Supreme Court. They know when they vote for president that there could be an appointment later in that president's term. Here's a situation where they know exactly what the philosophy of the judge was who has now passed away. There is an election underway right now. There's an opportunity for the candidates who are running for president to present their point of view as to the kind of justice that they would like to appoint. And the voters will have an opportunity to evaluate that. And that, I predict, will become a key part of the decision-making process. A lot of voters are going to vote for one candidate or the other based upon how that candidate approaches this question of nomination. It's not as if a few months without a full complement of justices is going to disrupt the operation of the republic.
Some people would say, though, that because it's only February, the fact that Obama still has almost a year in office, that shouldn't be a factor as far as you see it?
Well, there's a continuum. And clearly, if you're right at the very tail end of a nominee, in fact, anything past June has historically not been a situation where there would be a nomination even made. There are a lot of situations in which when there were several months to go in a term, both Democrats and Republicans refused to consider nominations. In fact, in the case of the Democrats, when George W. Bush was president, they held off nominations to the Court of Appeals for well over a year in several cases. Now, I am not saying that because they did wrong in that case, Republicans should do wrong in the future. What I am saying is that some of my friends on the Democratic side who have most loudly proclaimed that it would be absolutely unprecedented for the Senate not to consider or confirm a nominee made at this point, only have to remember back a few years to where the shoe was on the other foot and they were holding up nominations of a Republican president.
How much of this do you think has to do with the fact that you have an iconic conservative justice who passed away and you have a left-of-center president who, again, as you said, most people would expect he would nominate someone quite different in philosophy from Justice Scalia. If we had if one of the folks in the liberal wing had passed away, do you think there would be this sort of level of controversy to it?
I think there would be a very strong level of controversy, though perhaps not quite as much. I think the way you posited the question makes one point, which is that you have totally two diametrically opposed views here, and Republicans are not going to confirm in his last few months as president a liberal nominee from Barack Obama, especially for a conservative who has passed away. Were that person a liberal, I still think it would not occur, and one of the reasons is because the president appropriately, ordinarily, would look for relatively young nominees who could serve on the court for a long period of time. And I don't think that conservatives would very much like to replace an 80-year-old conservative, for example, with a 70-year-old conservative or an 80-year-old liberal with a 50-year-old conservative. Bottom line is, this is very political. The court holds, there's basically a 5-4 balance, now it's 4-4, and conservatives are not going to want to confirm in the last months of this presidency a liberal who would then change the balance of the court from basically 5-4 conservative to 5-4 liberal.
Senator Kyle, finally, when this process goes forward, if in fact it does wait until a new president is in office, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about your experience on the Judiciary Committee. How much do you think this process has changed, if at all?
The process, ever since since Judge Bork was turned down by a Democratic Senate. Bork was a nominee of President Reagan. The process has become much more political. And if you have just one another 30 seconds, I'll remind you of something. When Justice Clarence Thomas, who was clearly a controversial nominee, was considered on the Senate floor, both Patrick Leahy, who's the ranking Democrat, the Democrat on the in the Senate with the most seniority, former chairman of the committee, and Senator Kennedy, now departed, both said on the Senate floor during the Thomas nomination that if they wanted to, they could filibuster his nomination and he would not have been confirmed. But they both said that would be wrong. It would be the wrong thing to do. And as a result, he was confirmed to the Supreme Court. Today, that would be unthinkable. So just because politics has taken such a strong hand in the court's nominations and confirmations. So yes, to answer your question, it is much more political now than it used to be.
Former Arizona Senator John Kyle telling us about his experience as a member of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee.